Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we again thank you for bringing us to this hour and to this place. As we usher in a new year, help us to know that you are always with us, that you love us, and that you will provide all that we need for this body and life. We pray, keep us in that one true faith now and always. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. My dear friends, fellow redeemed saints of the living God, have you ever witnessed a team getting beaten really badly? I know as Hawkeye fans, we've been on both ends of the stick. My grandson got a big picture of all the fans on the field from the Ohio State game, and on the top of it, it says the woodshed, and I love that picture. But we've experienced the thrill of victory. We've also been on the other end of it, too. I remember the Wisconsin game and, 64 yards of total offense for a whole game. Then we got beaten badly in every phase of the game. I read someplace that the most lopsided score in modern baseball history was a game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns, 29-4. Ouch. I mean, that's a thrashing. That's a whooping. That's really getting beat. What does it feel like to be on a team that loses that badly? Maybe some of you have experienced it, whether in your high school days in athletics, or maybe you've been in a bowling league or a softball league or something like that. And in those times, you experience that feeling of really getting beat. Or I think of what used to be on TV with the wide world of sports, you know, the thrill of victory. And remember what the next phrase was? The guy coming down on that ski, that's still as clear as a bell. The agony of defeat as he's sliding off of that thing. Now, that's getting beaten pretty bad. No one likes that feeling of being a loser or a super loser, of getting beaten so badly by such a margin. And yet sometimes, don't you think, if you think about it in life itself, have you ever felt like you were a loser? Sometimes we feel in life that we're getting beaten badly. Have you ever had days, you know, where just nothing goes right? Everything gets out of whack. It's just terrible. It can be in any area of life with the economy the way it is, sometimes up, sometimes down. Maybe some of you have experienced financial days, lost jobs, lost hours, cut hours, less money, more bills that still have to be paid. You feel like you're losing in your financial battles each and every day. And maybe it's some other areas too. Maybe it's your health. You try to eat right and you try to exercise the way you should, but some of those illnesses and some of those sicknesses and problems persist no matter what you do. You feel like you're losing. Or maybe it's something else. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's family issues. Maybe it's difficulties in the church and with church members or something. All kinds of things that happen in life. Things that are not good. And sometimes those things just make us feel like we're losers. And that we can't win. We're losing in the game of life. Are we losing? Really? You know, there are times when it's very obvious for us as Christians that we're not a part of the church triumphant, that we're part of the church militant, and that means the church at war, and that means that we face all sorts of enemies, and we're at war with the devil, because he wants to do all in his power to make us as Christians unhappy, make us question whether God really is listening and watching and knows what's going on in our own personal lives. And that darn old devil, he's got some allies. He's got the world that wants to throw every temptation and everything at us, also to make us question whether God is really in control. And then the devil and the world, they've got an ally too. It's someone, an inside job. It's got our own sinful nature there that wants to lead us into temptation. And then as it leads us into temptation and we sin, then those sins cause even more problems in our life. And it's almost like a snowball going down a hill. It just gets bigger and bigger in our lives. We're getting beaten badly, and not only by the devil, by the world, but by our own sinful nature at times. Are we losing the battle? Are we all losers? I think God's word for this evening, especially that second lesson that Pastor read from, or not Pastor Vaughn read from Romans, tells us that the exact opposite is true. Remember again what God says to us through the pen of the Apostle Paul. No, he says, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. And Paul here was writing about all of the things that he and his brothers in the faith were facing in the world at that time. They had financial issues as well. They faced famine, and they faced the loss of everything. The local governments and the city leaders weren't being cooperative, so they were facing hardships. They were facing persecution. Fellow Christians weren't worshiping on a regular basis because they were spiritually dead, as the word describes us. Those first century Christians were described as sheep lined up to be slaughtered. Yes, in that first century already, it looked like the Christians were on the losing side. The devil was working on them, doing everything in his power to lead them away from Christ and to make life miserable for them. And from an observer's point of view, if we were privileged to look down at that time in history, it looked like the Christians were losing, and it wasn't even close. From all outward appearances, the Christians were receiving a thrashing from the devil, from the world, and also from their own sinful nature and their own weaknesses. But again, what did Paul say? No! No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. The word conqueror in the original Greek, we know the word today, Nike, the shoe company, but it's Nike in the original Greek, and it means to be a winner. It means to be victorious. And not just victorious, super victorious. More than conquerors, Paul says. One level above being even a winner. Well, how is it possible that Paul could describe the people of his day in that way, he and himself and his fellow Christians, in all that they were facing? How could he call them more than conquerors? The answer is what came right after that. He says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That's how we are more than conquerors, through Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ who loved us so much that we just celebrated. He became one of us, took on human form, and lived a perfect life for 33 years for us. It's through Jesus Christ who loved us so much that he took all of your sins, all of mine, he placed them upon himself and took them to the cross. And paid the ultimate, his death, in payment for our sins. It's through him who died and who rose again and who ascended into heaven, who intercedes for us. It's through him that we are more than conquerors as we face all of the trials, all of the challenges that life can bring into our lives as well. And you know, there's a unique aspect, I believe, to Christ's love that is highlighted by the Apostle Paul in this section. This is what it is. The love of Jesus Christ is something that is permanently attached to you. Let me read that again. The love of Jesus Christ is something that is permanently attached to you. Christ's love is always on you. And Paul is telling us, God is telling us through Paul, that nothing can separate you from that special love of Christ. Those are good words to hear, whether it's at the end of the year or beginning of a new one or any time. Nothing can separate us from that. I once heard of Christ's love being compared to the shining of the sun. Okay? So if you think about it, The sun is always shining, 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Regardless of what's going on in your life or in mine, the sun is shining. There are days when you can see it shining brightly. Sky is blue. It might be bitter cold like it was today, but the sun was out and it was bright. There are days when you can't see it, depending upon where you are. And even on cloudy days, what do we know? The sun is still there, still shining down upon our world, still shining down upon us. Just because you can't see it, just because you can't feel it, the sun is still there, shining upon us. Even at night, the sun is still there. You can't see it because of the rotation of the earth. We can't see it, but the sun is still there, regardless of the circumstances. The love of Jesus Christ, that's what Paul is telling us. The love of Jesus Christ is like that. It's always, always shining down on us, on your life, regardless of the circumstances of your life. What does that mean? It means also then, since Christ's love is shining down on each one of us, it means that every single one of the promises that our Lord and Savior Jesus gives to us, those promises are there too. Because Christ is there with them. Because all of those promises flow out of the love that Jesus Christ has for us. They're always there, every day, every hour. They'll never go away. Then you think of your life. There are days when there are no clouds, no problems. Life is good. You're okay financially. You're okay with your health. You're okay with your relationships. Everything's great. Then it's easy. But then there's those other days when it's cloudy. There's those days when dark days, when nothing is going right. Everything is bad. Nothing is okay. It's on those days, as we said earlier, the devil's right there. And what he wants to do is get you and me to question whether God really cares, whether God really loves us. He wouldn't allow these things into our life or into our world if he truly was a God of love. That's the devil talking. What Paul is reminding us of, no. In all these things, he says we are more than conquerors. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That's the love that was poured into your hearts at your baptism when God's Holy Spirit worked that saving faith in your heart. It's that love that we experience again tonight when we come to this altar and receive the very body and blood with which Jesus accomplished our salvation. Nothing, he says, neither death nor life, angels or demons, anything else that we face in life, nothing in the future, in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of Christ, the amazing love of Christ. That's why you and I can say that we are more than conquerors as we face those adversities. That's why we can say in every circumstance of life, I am super victorious, and so are you, because that victory is in Christ. And a story is told of a farmer who had a weather vane on top of his barn. It had an arrow that turned and pointed in the direction that the wind was blowing. And on that arrow was painted the words, God is love. And one time, the farmer says, a guy stopped in at the farm and asked him about that weather vane and asked him, what do you mean by that? Do you mean that God's love is changeable? That every time a weather vane turns in a different direction, that God's love is different and it changes? And the farmer says, no, not at all. That's not what I mean. I mean that whatever way the wind blows, God is love. So my friends, whatever way the wind is blowing in your life right now, whether the sun is shining or it's cloudy, God is love. And his love is always there for you. May that love of Christ lift you up. May it give you comfort and hope and confidence and zeal and a desire to serve the Lord, to do as our theme for this coming year, to do the will of God each and every day in our lives. Because we know that no matter what circumstances we are in, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We don't know, here we are on New Year's Eve, we don't know what 2018 will bring. We don't know if it'll be all sunshine, a combination, or it's going to have a lot of clouds. But what we do know is God is love. God loves us, and God will take care of us. And that no matter what, no matter what happens, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, may it keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.